Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Matt Ryan, Falcons quarterback, who joins us here on the Matt Ryan Show. He joins us every Monday here on the Fan 680 93.7 FM. First game in the Arthur Smith era, first game of 2021. Matt, how are you feeling today after a tough outing week one? You guys had a interesting start to the game and didn't get the finish that you wanted.
Yeah, you know, disappointed with yesterday for sure. I thought we started the game the way we wanted to. Move the ball efficiently. Run game was solid. And we knew that was going to be important for us going into that game against their defensive front four. You know, we had to get into some drives and extend drives and kind of try and wear them down to play into our favor. And we weren't able to do that for four quarters. And so disappointed with yesterday, but it's a long haul. And so we've got to get back to work today and try and find a way to get the job done this week.
Seemed like a couple of the old boogeymen showed up. Untimely penalties and some inefficiencies in the red zones. Those things showed up early, but they seem like they should be fixable.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you talk about some of the penalties, that we had. That's the kind of stuff that gets you beat. And so it's an area we need to address. We have to be better. You know, there's no getting around that. We've got to be better than we've been, and we got to be better than we were yesterday. In this league, the margin for error is small. And so when you do stuff like that, it makes it really difficult to overcome.
So the first drive was nice. You never got behind the sticks, never got behind the chains, never was more than first or second and 10. You guys stayed on pace. It was 14 plays, 72 yards. And then you got in the red zone. Can you talk to me about the play? I think Russell Gage, it was a little zone coverage. It was second and goal from the three. It like he had a little hookup and then like a fake stop and try to get to the next hole. Can you talk us through that play and what happened there?
Yeah, you play action pass for us, trying to get something going on the right side with a little corner route, and they played it, pretty well on the right side and coming back to it. And, that's one of the areas you talk about in zone coverage. Russ has, different offenses call it different stuff, but basically like a jerk route where you go in, you kind of settle, and then you can find uncover and find a spot in the zone. And so, that's one of the things. We just got to keep working on them and get on the same page and try and find a rapport on that so we can make things work. But we got to find a way to punch it in there. It was a really good start, to the game, really good first drive. But when you get down there, you got to find a way to punch it in.
Matt, obviously we're all excited seeing the first round pick Kyle Pitts out there. I see down by the red zone and all of a sudden I don't see him on the field. Was that pre-planned scripted plays when you got to the red zone, or was that just a personnel grouping that you guys subbed into?
Yeah, just the way the personnel groupings, shake out down there. I think that, he's going to be a part of what we do down there all year. And certainly that was not intentional. It's just, I think we expect it to be down there more, and you get down there the first two drives and you're just calling the plays that you have and the personnel groupings that Art felt like, were good for us at that time. But, he was a big part of the plan during the week. It just, we needed to get down there more than we were.
One of the things I saw, and they talked about this on the broadcast a lot, Philly stayed too high safety, and it seemed like you guys weren't getting them out of that because they were able to get pressure with four. Were there a lot of plays built in to try to take advantage down the field, or were they just taking all that stuff away?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. When you have two-shell coverage, they're trying to keep things in front, right? And when they can get home with four-man rush, there's not many spaces in that zone. And so, we've got to clean some things up. I thought we were at our best. Brian had kind of mentioned it when we got ahead of the sticks, we got in, we got that first down. We talk all the time about getting the first down, get rolling. And we were at our best when we were able to do that and then run the football into those two high shell looks. And so, when you're running the football versus two high, that forces them to get out of it and gets them into single safety and gives you some better opportunities to kind of push the ball down the field or create one-on-one matchups for our guys outside. And we just didn't do a good enough job of that yesterday.
Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan joining us via the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line here in the locker room.
Matt, 12 penalties yesterday for 99 yards. It always felt like anytime you guys took a step forward on offensively, one step forward, two steps back because of the penalties. But a lot of them by veteran guys. How much of the sloppiness yesterday do you think had to do with veterans not playing in the preseason?
Well, you know, I think, you know, one drive here or there in the preseason is not going to solve a you know, 12 penalties. You know, we've got to be more disciplined than that. It might be one or two penalties, but 12 is, you know, it's just too many. And so, you know, we've got to be a much more disciplined football team. You know, can't have self-inflicted wounds. I think those are the things that are most disappointing is the penalties that kind of took us off schedule. Where you have an opportunity, even in that fourth quarter, it's a two-score game. And, you know, you get rolling on one of those drives where we get going. You know, I think of the series where we had in the fourth quarter, you know, a penalty. We're in second and 20. We rip a seam. We go into, you know, second and one. And, you know, botch a handoff and then have another penalty on a third down that we convert. You know, that's an opportunity in the game right there to make it a one-score game. You know, make it tight in the fourth quarter, and we've got to be better than that.
Was the handoff for Patterson, it looked like he didn't even expect to get the ball.
Yeah, just, you know, it just those kind of things happen sometimes right. When you're playing, but it's just a mistake.
All right, and then, listen, it's hard to win playing really well. It's really hard to win when guys don't play well, and it's even harder to win when you make kind of dumb penalties. When we watch the back-to-back offensive pass interference calls by Hayden Hurst and Ridley, you can almost give him a pass because it's almost like he tried to throw a block if he thought that back had to caught the ball out of the backfield. But it's got to be frustrating for you to see big plays like that called back for, in my opinion, kind of bonehead plays.
Yeah, I think those are, you know, the things I talk about, like self-inflicted wounds. I think those are the ones, you know, we've got to be better than that. And, you know, the margin for error in this league is tight. You make it damn near impossible when you do things like that that kind of throw you off schedule. And so the thing I'm excited about is those are things we can clean up.
Right.
And, you know, as tough as it is yesterday, it's a long season, and there's a lot of good things that we can take from it. With a young football team like we have, you know, we've got to stay the course, get back to work, and make sure that we find a way to improve as we move forward.
What did you think about your run game? Because early, the up-tempo and the way that the plays were called, it just felt like there was a good feel to the run game. And then when you get behind in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, and time starts running out, you have to get away from that. How did you feel about Arthur Smith's handprint on the run game and then what you were getting from Mike Davis and Cordero Patterson?
Listen, I liked what both our backs did yesterday. You know, they ran the football hard. They finished runs. I think that's a positive that we can take away from it. And you know, when we were in front of the chains and we were into our drives, I thought we ran the football very efficiently. That's going to be what we need to do moving forward. And so I think there's positives from that. But I really liked how our guys finished runs. I mean, I thought that, you know, I felt that during the game, that those guys were getting downhill, finishing runs, physical. And, you know, if we're able to do that and we're able to, you know, be a little bit smarter, a little bit more efficient, you know, I think that's going to bode well for us moving forward.
As a leader on this team, what do you say to a young player like Jalen Mayfield who struggled in week number one?
You know, this is the way this league is. And so it's hard, man. You know, it happens to all of us. You know, we all have a game like that where, you know, it's tough for you. And, you know, the biggest thing is to be able to be mature enough to be able to watch it, evaluate, you know, what went right, what went wrong, and what you can do to kind of solve some of those issues. That's the beauty of these young guys is I think the ability to grow and the ability to develop is huge and significant. And, you know, I think they're going to take big strides as the season goes on and become much better players. But in the meantime, we've got to find a way to get the job done and keep ourselves relevant as we go through the year.
Matt, I know it was just one game, but how do you feel as far as the connection between you and Arthur Smith as far as play calling, being able to think what he's thinking through, anticipate play calls coming from the sideline early in the season?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good for the first time, you know, doing it. I think that, you know, we had a good week, good communication during the week of what to expect in certain situations. And, you know, I was felt really comfortable with it coming in. I thought, you know, we were in and out of the huddle, you know, pretty efficiently. So I thought from that standpoint, it was actually really good.
Well, you go from the Eagles now to the defending world champions in week two. Another good defense, another good defensive line. Out of the loss, what are some of the things you think you could point to say, hey, we can focus on this and maybe be in a position to have a better outcome against Tampa?
Well, I thought the tempo that we played with early, I think that's one thing that, you know, was a positive for us and certainly something that helps when you're going against really good fronts. You know, you try and keep them either on the field with tempo and keep them tired, or when they try and sub, you keep them off the field and just keep moving. I think that's one thing that's helpful for us. And I anticipate that's going to be something that we try and do moving forward.
I got to give you a positive. That third, I guess it was a third down run where you dive for about 3 yards. That's the Matt Ryan we all want to see. Air Matt.
Air Matt.
Not too much. That
shows up every once in a while by necessity.
How does the body feel today? Because kind of took a beating.
To be honest with you, I actually feel pretty good.
Good.
All right, good.
Yeah, which is nice. So I'm just standing outside at Flowery Branch right now, about to go in and get some treatment and get a lift in and kind of get the blood flowing. But better than expected, which is always a positive on Monday mornings.
Well, walk us through the rest of the week and what it looks for you getting ready for Tampa Bay. Just the listeners that kind of not really familiar with what you guys go through.
Yeah, for sure. So it's today's kind of, you know, let's put yesterday to bed, learn from it. So we'll get in today, work out a little bit. Watch the film from yesterday, and then as soon as we're done with that, I usually start, you know, trying to watch a game or two of the opponent we're going against. Tuesdays are our off day, and so, you know, I watch a little bit of film, take care of the body a little bit. I have, you know, a meeting on Tuesday afternoons with our staff to just kind of talk through some of the game plan, and then Wednesday and Thursday are heavy practice days, and so we get after it on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. You know, we come in, it's a little bit of a half day for us, and heavy red zone emphasis. So that's going to be an important practice for us this week. We got to be better down there. Saturday we walk through, and Sunday we let it rip. So it's kind of the same routine it's always been.
Well, disappointing certainly for everybody week one, but the beauty is there's always a next game. 16 more to go. There are some fixable things, and hopefully you guys work on getting those fixed, and we see how things shake out when you guys take on Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, the defending world champions, week two. Thanks for your time, Matt. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.